BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We're in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this week, and here is Friday's show. There's Real or No Real, Ella Eyre wears the sack of shame. It's a Bluetooth speaker in a bag that says really bad things. We connect another listener to Deborah Meaden's home phone on Instant Dragon's Den, and how to really stress people out on Facebook.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Chris, yes.
Yeah.
Well done. Good morning, it's Friday. Thank you, Adele. A lot of people are saying, is the trumpet back for Friday? Of course it is. And that was, well, it was exactly the same as last time you played it, because it's...
Okay,
right, you need to own up.
I'll level with you, right? When we played this a week ago, this opener with the trumpet, a lot of people were really impressed with the fact that I'd done so well to learn the trumpet in one evening. Because though it sounds bad, it still sounds kind of good.
Well, you couldn't get a sound out of it the first day, and then 24 hours later you played that opener,
yeah,
and it sounded better than it was.
So I should probably admit now, it's not me. I did it because I felt the pressure that people were putting on me, which was to learn the trumpet and learn it well for the next day. So I hired outside help.
And who was that? Someone in the office.
It was someone in the office. I literally walked around the office looking at people going, I wonder if he plays the trumpet. And then I made a comment to someone, which was, you know what? You can kind of tell when someone plays the trumpet.
You can, actually.
You can sort of pick them out of a crowd. And yeah, I did. And this lad said he played the trumpet. And we came in here and even I was surprised at how bad he was. But then I... But then I thought, actually, that's not the worst thing, because progress in a day should only be small.
Right, but why would you not get someone to play it if you were going to fake it that was actually good?
Yeah, that's what's been troubling me since.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm going to admit, that wasn't me. That was a recording that we made with a lad in the office who claimed to play the trumpet.
That's annoying, because Jake's just offered if you could play at his wedding on text.
I mean, I can do.
don't book him for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oof, went to the dentist yesterday.
How was it?
They do tell you off, don't they?
You get a you get an absolute telling off there. If you've left it a while, you're bang in trouble. I had to do that recently.
Mm. So he was like, so honestly, Scott, tell me the last time you went to the dentist. I was like, 2 years? More than that. Now, here's the thing. When you are told to open wide, because I've not been for a while, do you close your eyes or do you stare them out and try and maintain eye contact?
The ones I go to give me a banging pair of sunglasses to wear.
Oh, wow.
Do you not get this?
Oh, must be a posh one, yeah.
No, it's not. No, seriously. I lie back, I put some sunglasses on.
What, from the outset?
And then there's this bright light. It's quite like being on the beach.
No, I didn't get that.
Well, that's the standard procedure, isn't it?
Well, I didn't get sunglasses.
No?
I'd love a sunglass. Lovely man, though. He used to listen to this show on his way back from uni when he was at Birmingham Uni. So we bonded over that.
Good.
And some of his favourite bits from the show over the last 5 years, as he was examining my mouth.
That's not good, because I think anything that makes them laugh, they need very kind of careful precision.
Yeah.
Don't want their hands moving.
Yeah. And also, want to see my teeth?
New teeth?
No, not new teeth. Awful teeth.
Well, what's wrong with them?
They've basically fallen off. You know the ones I had in Dubai
that
I didn't pay for a while?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know about that?
Yes.
Right, okay. There was an awful situation. We've said this on air before, where I had some veneers done in Dubai, like some cosmetic work, about 8 years ago.
It's basically, found out about this recently. Yeah. Veneers are basically new teeth.
They are, well, they
false
look good.
Teeth.
Yeah. But as I walked out of the dentist in Dubai, they didn't charge me for it. Mm. Now, I didn't walk out without paying. They didn't charge me. But then, obviously, there were frantic calls to Radio 1 from a dentist in Dubai going, can you get that man to pay us? And I did, eventually.
Yeah, but you were quite slack on it, so actually the poor producer of the show at the time had to
front
most of that.
Yeah. It was like, I'm so sorry, I will get him to pay at some point. Went on for about a year, that, do you remember? Mm. Anyway, so the front one's come off completely.
Good.
Got to get it done again.
So what did the dentist...
It's like just a black hole now. Lush.
So what did the dentist say about that then?
He was like, oh, come back tomorrow, I might be able to fit you in. Mm. But no sunglasses or anything.
I always leave the dentist really hyped, because when I leave, he says, right, this is what you need to do. You need to brush your teeth about 5 times a day. Floss. I never floss. I know you should, right?
I know, but they always say that.
Floss. And all these various different things. So I come away going, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to brush my teeth every time I eat something.
Yeah.
I have really good intentions.
And then?
Never happens.
No. Okay, so there is a thing where they say, how many units of alcohol do you drink? What do you say to that?
I mean, you should always tell the truth on these things, but I find it embarrassing.
I say 8.
Right. Mm. I don't know what that equates to, but I think it's... Fine.
And also, when they say, how many times do you brush your teeth a day? What do you say to them? 5.
Yeah, I say 5.
5 times a day? No one brushes them 5 times a day.
It's just because you want to impress the dentist, don't you? You don't want to be the bad in trouble and be the bad boy.
And in real life, how many times a day do you brush your teeth?
Well, twice, hopefully. Sometimes.
Mate, you don't even wash.
All right. When I can.
Once?
Also... I come away going, do you know what? I'm going to eat so many apples. And no more chocolate.
And then that lasts like an hour.
Yeah.
How much sugar do you have in your diet? None. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello to the person whose dentist has a Where's Wally on the ceiling. So no eye contact needed with the dentist there. Just stare up at the Where's Wally.
So what do you do? Do you stare them out?
I try to,
like,
yes.
Like proper stare at them.
I mean, it's been a while. Also, there is some kind of dentist talk that they do, but what you feel is they're basically saying to their assistant, this guy needs a new mouth. You know,
yes.
Does it freak anyone else out when they are basically telling the one that doesn't speak, their assistant? There's always an assistant,
It's true, but they
don't... And they talk in their own language, and you're thinking, what does this actually mean? Does it mean that all of my teeth are off?
They talk in a code, so you don't know what they're saying, so it's like upper modular 6.
Yeah. And that's what was happening yesterday.
Down trimester 3.
It was like lower amalgam 7B.
It's like, what are you saying?
What are you saying about my teeth? Upper lock 5. Otaku.
Otaku lower 2.
7B uvavu. What are you saying?
They do. They talk amongst themselves, and then they'll break it down in human terms at the end of the session.
What I'm saying is your teeth are all off.
Yeah, all his teeth are off. Upper modular 7,
middle left 4, Sheffield United 0. What does that mean? Tell me what it means in real language, please. What are you saying to the assistant that doesn't ever speak? The Scott Mills Daily. Shout out to all the dental assistants listening this morning. I have just called you all the people that don't speak, but you don't often, do you? But I appreciate that you do go through training for all those codes that we don't understand. Molar 7-1 down, 5.
What?
Coming up, real or no real? And also a bit of Tiny Temper. I'll play One Direction, Drag Me Down, and Martin Solvig with Intoxicated coming up. Also later this morning, Ella Eyre, Where's the Sack of Shame? I can't remember the last time we've done Sack of Shame, you know.
It's been a while.
A long time, I think. So if you've not ever heard the Sack of Shame before, basically what happens is we get a celebrity involved generally. So we sent Ella Eyre with us to a gym. Loads of people are working out in the gym, including some of the Radio 1 team. And we make Ella wear a backpack with a Bluetooth speaker in. But we can control what the speaker says from Chris's phone.
And obviously we're at a distance, so we can see everything that's happening. It's really embarrassing for her because obviously we make it say some very funny things.
Yeah. So we put a Bluetooth speaker in her backpack and we basically make the loudspeaker speak unspeakable things. The Scott Mills Daily. I do fancy a bit of real or no real. Hello.
Hello, it's Catherine speaking.
Hey, Catherine, it's Scott. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. And yourself?
Lush, thanks. Whereabouts are you?
I'm calling from Carmarthen in Wales.
Okay. What's the plans for the weekend then, Catherine?
Hopefully I've got a weekend off work, so I'm going to enjoy myself, shopping, hopefully catch up with the girls.
Where will you be going out then?
Just Carmarthen town.
Okay, cool. I've never been out there for a night out. Is it good?
It's all right. Yes, it's not too bad.
Mills, you've been out in pretty much every town centre, I'd say. Like, normally, I can say a town that I'm going to, maybe I'm going on a weekend away, and you will tell me all about it.
Yeah, he needs to come out for a night out in Carmarthen.
Yeah, yes. Is that an invite?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Carmarthen. Carmarthen
2015. Let's have it.
Oh, yes.
It's true. I've had some of the best nights out in Wales.
There we are. You should come over to Carmarthen and we can show you how to party.
Yeah.
It's true. I had a banging night out in Hay-on-Wye.
Yes.
They had a club in what looked like a sort of church hall.
Yeah.
I turned up and I thought, this could be rubbish. And actually, it was really good.
We don't have anything like that in Carmarthen, mind. We do have savannas, which people usually go up about 2-3 o'clock, and then that's where you end your night then.
And what about food afterwards? What are you saying?
Kebabs, pizza, just across the road, cheesy chips.
Got you.
Nice.
I can now totally picture what your Saturday night's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's see how you do today against Chris. Here is your first fact.
Gemma Collins did the ice bucket challenge last week.
There are going to be some residuals left over from that, aren't there? There's always people late to the party.
But can you imagine just be like, babes, I've got a new video for you. You can see my candy in it.
Yeah.
It's the ice bucket challenge.
I appreciate it's good cause and all, but it was a year ago.
Yeah,
now.
It's a year.
Yeah, it's a bit dated now.
Did you do one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, everyone did. But not Gemma Collins. Yeah. She did hers last week.
Yeah.
I thought she left Towie only last week. So what's happened? She's left Towie. She's realised the grass isn't as green on the other side as she thought and has decided, I'm going to need to do an ice bucket.
Yeah. Do you reckon this is real?
I think it's real, yes.
It's
real.
I mean, there are going to be stragglers, aren't there? On any trend. So I'm... No, a year late, that's ridiculous. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
And next.
Hugh Jackman's first job was being a children's entertainer called Coco the Clown.
Wow.
You
got to start somewhere, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Start at the bottom and work yourself up.
No, he can't have been kids' entertainer.
You have to start off somewhere and, get involved with children and everything, get a good name for yourself.
Yeah, that's what you'll be saying in Savannah's on Saturday. I can't see that Hugh Jackman would ever be a kids' entertainer. He just doesn't have the right face for it.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Right, there's a certain person that's a kids' entertainer and they've got a certain face.
And why is that face?
I don't know, but it's not Hugh Jackman. He's very smiley, but he hasn't got a kids' entertainer face.
Yes, I know where you're coming from.
I remember when I was younger, everyone would have a kids' entertainer for their parties. I don't know if it's a bit ho now. Like, I don't know if it's still done like that. But, I mean, I remember there was a guy back in Pinner who did everyone's kids' parties. He'd do the standard thing, balloons, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm fairly certain his name was Tricky Dicky.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was. I'm being serious here. I think his name was Tricky Dicky. And I remember he did everyone's kids' parties around my way. But then my only other experience of a kids' entertainer up from then was, of course, when I met the person who was decorating your place, Mills.
Mr. Custard. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
Roughly.
Yeah, well, let me remind you. Oh. Scott was getting some decorating done and employed a kids' entertainer under the name Mr. Custard.
He does both jobs.
He had a van outside. Number plate said Pie Me. And there was a sticker in the window saying my other vehicle's a unicycle.
Yeah. He's a painter and decorator as well as a children's entertainer.
Wow.
He must get so much work out of this.
Yeah, a man of many talents. You don't get many of those.
Mr. Custard gets mentioned pretty much every week.
Was Mr. Custard entertaining whilst he was doing the decorating? Did he ever slip into another role by accident?
Keeps them both separate.
Does he?
But was Hugh Jackman's first job a kids' entertainer called Coco the Clown?
Real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
No way! Oh. He actually tweeted this the other night, just this week.
Really?
Yes, he admitted it reluctantly that he was Coco the Clown and did post a tweet of him.
He's done well for himself.
He has done well.
There's loads of Coco the Clowns. That's a cliche, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure, Coco the Clown is like the standard name given to loads of...
I think you've got not far off Coco the Clown in every town and city in the UK.
Yeah, you'll have one in Carmarthen. Yeah.
I'll have to check that up for you and see.
And finally...
The Victorians had alarm clock beds, which tipped the sleeper into a bath of cold water when it was time to wake up.
Oh.
I mean, that's a genius idea.
Yes, so yeah, that is a genius idea, but...
I mean, it's a pretty harsh way to wake up.
Yeah, the alarm is, yeah, having the alarm off in the morning is bad enough, but...
So there you are. You haven't got a mobile phone at this point because it's Victorian times. And you need to get up at, like, let's say 6. So the alarm clock bed tips you into a bath of cold water.
It's brilliant.
But how does it know what time to wake you up?
Yes.
But I assume you set the time, right? What do you mean on what?
Well, how do you set the time?
Well, is there something on there? You put in the time that you want to be woken up and then it tips you out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that. Ugh.
I think being dunked into ice cold water to wake up is still preferable to the marimba ringtone.
Yeah, but then how would they? Do you fill up the bath in the night and then put ice in, or
I don't know?
Would it warm up by the morning, or
could this be real? Do you think?
No real.
Didn't we do a story before where there used to be someone employed to go around people's houses,
yes,
knocking on doors to wake them up?
There was a knocker-upper or something. It was they'd go and knock on the door and. No, they'd knock on the windows, or they had a big stick, massive stick, and they'd be able to wake people up. Great idea.
I would think that would be real. That's more realistic.
Yeah, that was real, that one, ages ago.
Yeah.
What are you saying for this one, though, Katrin?
No, real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Ooh,
that's right.
Wow.
The alarm clock bed was invented in 1851.
Interesting. I've learned something new today off of Real or No Real.
I know. Mm-hmm. So what are the scores, please, Chris, at the end of that round?
Right, well, I got 30. Katrin, you only got 10. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It does kind of matter.
Yes, because I've lost.
In the sense, it would have been nice to win, but you know what?
It would have been nice. Not exactly. No, thank you very much, anyway.
Listen, have a banging weekend.
And yourself.
And thanks for playing Real or No Real. The Scott Mills Daily. As we join Chris, who's spending an unhealthy amount of time on Zayn Malik's Twitter right now.
I'm just slightly obsessed with everything that's going on.
Every time we walk past, if I go out to get a breath of fresh air, you're always on Zayn Malik's Twitter.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that.
Looks that way. Or Facebook.
It's just that he's the kind of person that will write something at any given moment. It's good to be across it.
Why are you on Facebook so much?
Oh, have I not told you about this new game that I've got? It's so I was out with a few friends last night and we were playing a game of fives. Now, I've tried to teach you this game before, and it's a kind of game that you play a lot at uni. It's one of those games you might have when you're, say, having a couple of drinks.
Right. And last time you tried to teach it to me, was I not interested?
You just don't understand it.
Right, okay.
Okay, I can't be bothered to go into the rules, but basically...
Does it involve maths?
No, it doesn't. It kind of, actually.
That's
very,
why I hate it.
I mean, it involves maths in the sense that you need to be able to do multiples of five.
I'm out.
Anyway, the loser of that game, we came up with this brilliant forfeit, and that's that you have to go on your Facebook, look up a picture of an ex, or just someone you haven't been in touch with for ages, go through their pictures and like a really old picture.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's amazing, because obviously a little notification will pop up on their Facebook, and it's just a way of pranging them out, because it's not just liking a recent picture that might have come up on the mini feed, it shows that you've been going through their pictures for a long time.
It's like Chris Starr liked a photo of you in 2009.
Yeah.
That's weird.
See, I once caught Grimmy doing this. Now, he claims it was an accident.
I remember this.
Because you can't accidentally like a picture from 3 years ago without having gone through all of them.
Was it on your Facebook? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a picture from back in the day.
Right, way back. All of a sudden, I got a notification. Nick Grimshaw likes this. So I was like, hello. What's going on here?
Why are you going through my old pictures?
It's like I had that massive chain on that I used to wear. But anyway, he was having a look. But anyway, what a great way to prank people out, right?
So you were doing this last night?
Yeah, good forfeit for this game.
So are you saying that maybe people should do this today if they're listening?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say going to find an ex is the best route with it, but if you want to be particularly bold, I mean, it's an option.
It's a gutsy move.
It's a gutsy move. So you just go through someone's pictures on Facebook, so you're well in. You know what I'm talking about? Like a good couple of years in.
Yeah, yeah. So what? Should we pick a year?
Like one. You can too.
Let's say, like, go through today and pick maybe a friend's, one of your mate's old photos.
Yeah.
And just a random photo. I'm saying 2010.
No, not that far. I reckon I reckon 2013, look for a holiday picture like it.
It really prangs them. The Scott Mills Daily. Brad in Manchester, good morning.
Morning, Scott.
What's going on?
And Chris, obviously. Yeah. I'm just driving home from work and I've just had someone like a picture of me outside of the Eiffel Tower in 2013.
Okay, so yes. This is Chris's game that he was doing last night where you just like someone's old photo on Facebook and it makes them think you're a bit weird.
So, yeah, well, if I wasn't listening, I would think it was very weird.
Yeah. So who did this? Just a mate?
Yeah, just someone, but not even that close a friend, to be honest. I'm still a little creeped out why they picked me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also should question that, actually.
At least you were listening and you knew what was going on. Imagine if you weren't listening to the show and it just suddenly happened.
Just proves you need to listen to the Scott Mills show.
That's right. That's it. That's it, Brad.
Good man.
And what's the picture?
Me outside the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
From 2013. So right, holiday weird. Picture and everything.
Awesome. All right. Well, listen, have a good day.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Sinead, tell me everything.
Well, One Direction have literally just dropped a video to their latest single, Drag Me Down, which sees them transform into astronauts and head into orbit, if you don't mind. They got to shoot the video at the NASA Space Center in Houston, Texas, which, come on, must have been very, very cool for them.
So
that's
cool.
Wicked.
Isn't it, Jazz?
They can do anything they want.
They really can.
We were saying this to Niall when he was on the show in the last 2 weeks. If he wants to, like, play football with like one of his sporting heroes or golf, you can just literally go, I want to do that, and it will happen. I want to make a video at NASA. Cool, yeah, you can do that.
And that's what they did. Yeah. So you get to see them in orange spacesuits before it cuts them belting out their tune on the tarmac. So it's that usual setup, you know, where one is a little bit more forward than the others and they're like singing into a low pan down camera.
Yes.
But they look good. They look really good. And they're also put through their paces in fitness tests before they're propelled into space. And of course, this is the first video without Zayn. And I think it like literally went online very, very, like an hour ago or so, right. Already on nearly 500,000 views.
I imagine counting. That's going to increase.
Do you think?
So is there no reference to Zayn throughout it?
God,
he's not an alien in the background,
mate,
or anything like that.
You're obsessed. Like, you need to, like, this weekend, try and have a Zayn Malik free weekend.
Actually, I'm keen for that.
Like go to, I don't know what you need to do. Like, maybe just go to a forest somewhere and just, like, chill out, meditate. Don't think about Zayn for, like, maybe a whole day. Think about it.
I'll try.
Think how much, like, your mind will be free.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because it's not like I particularly miss him in One Direction or anything. It's just I'm kind
You're
of...
just fascinated by
just
him.
Just fascinated by what he's up to now.
I find it so odd. This
really?
Is not like you at all, yeah.
I know.
I was going to have a sit-down chat about you about it with you later off-air, but we're doing it on air now.
All right.
Is it therapeutic?
Mm.
No. Okay.
Must be some kind of lessons or class.
He's not in the video.
He's not. There is a robot in the video that Harry gets on well with.
Is there any reference to Zayn in the video, though? It'll be the robot, won't it? Be the robot.
What else is going on?
Okay, so next, the official list of who is the world's highest paid actress. Unsurprisingly, it's Jennifer Lawrence. She made £33 million in the last 12 months, according to US magazine Forbes. And they're the sort of official guys who love making the lists about who's really rich. And that puts her ahead of all of 2015's highest paid actors, apart from the top earner, which is Robert Downey Jr. Okay. Now, there are no British actresses on the list. And in fact, the only non-American is Bing Bing Fan, who has done countless films in her native China, which is where she's made quite a lot of her money, but a couple of US films. You may recognise her from a role in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Big fan of Bing Bing Fan.
Yes, massive fan.
Who else is on the list?
Scarlett Johansson, Melissa McCarthy, Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, Angelina Jolie, Reese Witherspoon, Anne Hathaway and Kristen Stewart.
But J-Law is the highest paid actress.
She is.
Okay, here's a fun quiz for a Friday, and I sometimes do this in the pub with my mates. Name me three Jennifer Lawrence films. Go.
A Winter's Bone, Hunger Games.
What? I'm sorry? What's
Winter's
it called?
Winter's Bone.
I think. A Winter's Bone?
That's the right name, isn't it?
You're asking the wrong person, Sinead. I don't
good
know.
Good luck with that, Sinead.
I could name Hunger Games,
that's it.
I'm not good at films.
X-Men. She's in X-Men.
Yeah.
She's in a film called Winter's Bone.
You know more than us.
Wow.
Okay. Can you name three, Chris?
Winter's Bone.
Yes.
The X-Men.
Here's another good one. Jay-Z, one of the biggest music legends in the world. Name me three hits by Jay-Z. Go.
Okay. Yeah, I can... Paris. Yes. 99 Problems.
Can you include Crazy in Love?
No.
No.
Not feet, just him.
I can do this.
Like one of the biggest stars in the world. Two songs, you name me two songs.
No, but the problem is it's under pressure. It's like being on a quiz show. I know loads.
Mm-hmm. Do you though?
Star is Born. That's three.
Not a hit.
It doesn't matter. You said name three songs.
You're forgetting Izzo and Bonnie and Clyde. And finally...
It's a fun quiz. Okay, well, so you know well, Scott, about the guest speakers at Oxford Union.
Yeah, I've done that.
They regularly have massive names from the world of entertainment, politics, film, sports to come in and talk to the students. Over the years, they've had your good self, yes. Bill Clinton, Michael Jackson was there, the Dalai Lama... And Emily Sandé when she was everywhere.
It's really intimidating when you go in there and they're like, so we're really pleased to have you here tonight. And you see pictures of like the Dalai Lama and Bill Clinton and Michael Jackson. You're like, well, I started radio when I was 16. It just doesn't feel right somehow.
Well, their next on their hit list is Taylor Swift. They really want her to come along and do a talk. So to try and entice her, they've done a mashup of previous speakers to make it sound like they're singing along to Shake It Off. So in this clip, which is on their YouTube channel and you will hear from Sir Stephen Fry, Psy, Morgan Freeman, ASAP Rocky, Diane Kruger, Sir Patrick Stewart, and Malala Yousafzai.
Can't stop, well, it won't stop losing.
It's like I have a piece of music in my mind saying it's gonna be all right.
Because of the player.
Don't want to play.
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 And they hate this.
And they hate.
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 And I just gonna
shake. Shake.
Shake.
Shake. Shake. Shake it.
No.
Shake it.
No.
Oh, wow.
Shake it off.
That was Sir Patrick Stewart at the end. It's well worth a watch.
You know, Psy was speaking the week after I did it.
Excellent.
Didn't ask me to do it.
He's in the montage there.
Yeah. So it's on the Newsbeat Twitter,
right? Yeah, we're going to tweet it. Yeah, maybe you didn't say any of the key words from Shake It Off. That perhaps was the problem.
I'll remember that for next time.
Yes, do.
If you want to look at the video, at BBC Newsbeat. Thanks, Sinead.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Steve.
Hi, mate. You all right?
Yeah, it's Scott. How you doing?
I'm good, good.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Sheffield.
Okay. Now, how long have you had this business idea?
About 3 years.
Oh, but you've never thought of going on the TV show, no?
No, I haven't had time, really. We're working that.
So you come to us for an instant Dragon's Den answer?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely up for that. Yeah, definitely.
From our favourite, Mrs. Meaden.
Right, yeah.
Okay, right. So you know that I am going to put you through to our house because I've got a number.
Right, yeah.
Okay, you just need to be ready to go because if there's any gaps, any pauses, she will jump in and she will take you apart.
Well, I'll try my best.
Okay, good luck. I'm putting you in touch with the dragon right now.
Make her believe as well. You know, you really need to make her believe that this is for her. I think you need to get her interest. I think that's the key with these. If you make her interest, if she sees a use for it herself, she'll see a use for everyone else.
Yeah, if I buy one, then yeah.
Mm. Exactly, and that's where the investment will come.
So go straight in and remember to really explain your business idea. You could be the first person we've got investment for, Steve.
Yes, cool.
Okay, good luck.
Blame it on us if she asks how you got the number, right?
Yeah, I will.
Hello?
Hello, is that Deborah Meaden?
Who's calling?
My name's Stephen, and I've got a brilliant idea I'd like to send it your way, if possible.
Stephen... Where did you get my number?
I got it off of my friends, Scott and Chris.
Right.
Are you ready? Right, my idea is called the hood sleeve.
Sorry, the what?
The hood sleeve.
The hood sleeve.
Yep, it's a brilliant idea.
Right.
Right, about 3 years ago, I was walking down the street with my partner and it started to rain. And my girlfriend, being the diva that she is, started to panic about her hair. So I was like, hold on, what can I do here? And quick thinking, I put my arm around her, but it just weren't enough. And I thought to myself, it'd be perfect if I had a hood in my sleeve and I could just tuck it over her head while I've got my arm around her and protect her hair from the rain.
Right. Okay, what about hats and umbrellas?
Oh, yeah, but it's just if you're walking out on the street and it's not raining and all of a sudden it comes on, you haven't got a hat on you or an umbrella on it. As unexpected as the weather is in the UK, you'll know yourselves.
Your girlfriend, presumably, if she's had her hair done and it all looks lovely, do you think she's going to terribly like you putting your
hood sleeve over her hair. Do you think?
Well,
you think she might feel a bit silly?
No, when I asked her, she said it would be better to have a hood than to get wet. It might not be the perfect solution, but it was better than the rain.
Ah, but would an umbrella be better?
Yeah, but we didn't have one on us at the time.
Right. Okay. But putting your jacket over, just taking a jacket off and possibly just kind of shielding her with that, do you think that might do the same job?
Yeah, that could have worked, but I'm just thinking for both parties to be...
Yeah, you see, I'm feeling that my idea of putting your jacket over the... shielding her with your jacket and be thinking you're warming to that. Do you like my idea?
Yeah, your idea's cool.
Well, would you like to invest?
No, I think mine's better.
That's a little bit how I feel.
Right,
I'm really sorry. You sound lovely, and it's very lovely you want to protect your girlfriend's hair, but I don't think it's an investment, Steve. It's been lovely talking to you. I'm out.
All right, it's very unfortunate. Okay, bye.
Never says bye.
No, she just hung up on me.
I love that. I love being that busy that you can't say goodbye.
Very, very, very successful businesswoman, actually.
Yeah, but that's I've thought about doing that with phone conversations as well. I think it just makes you look a bit more classy, doesn't it? No all need right. for goodbyes.
Yeah, all right.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out is a fantastic way of, of ending phone
so
conversations.
Good.
All right then. All right, I'll see you about seven. I'm out.
So she don't like my idea then?
No, you didn't get that far with it, did you?
No, I didn't get around to the name or anything.
What's the name?
The actual name is Steve Sleeves.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's almost worth ringing her back.
That might have won it over. That's the only thing.
Should have said it, shouldn't I?
Is it worth just quickly connecting just to inform her of the name?
We can try.
Just send her a text.
Just tell her, but get straight into the name, mate, because that could be the difference here. Yeah.
Steve, I'm making an exception here. We don't normally phone Deborah back if she's already said I'm out, but the name is so good, and it's Friday.
Right, okay. Let's go.
Okay, good luck. Get it in there quick, though.
Hello?
Hello, Deborah. It's me again, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen.
My idea with the hood sleeve, I forgot to tell you, the actual name of the product is called Steve Sleeves, and that was my main selling point. I forgot to get it in there. So
you're very persistent, aren't you, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like persistence. So it's called Steve Sleeves.
Yeah, Steve Sleeve, and it can be adaptable to any coat or jacket.
Right. Okay. I can't believe I'm asking you this. So, have you got anywhere with it? Have you got a business plan? Have you got any information?
No, not really. This is why I'm getting in touch with you. You're the woman that can get me into the business world with this idea.
But Steve, loads of people have ideas. But a business opportunity. Somebody's done something with them. Have you done anything at all other than sit in your front room chatting with your girlfriend who's got beautiful hair saying things like, wouldn't this be a good idea? Is that basically what you've done?
Yeah. I can get a prototype knocked up if you want. Okay. I know a woman with a sewing machine.
Here's what I like. I love your honesty and I love your persistence. And I kind of like that you phoned me back. But I still don't like the business proposition. I'm really sorry, Steve. I think of another one and do something about it. But again, I'm going to say those two words. I'm afraid I'm out.
Okay, well, have a nice day anyway. Thank you.
No.
She's gone again.
No, I know. Goodbyes. Remember, you know the rules.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it was worth a shot, wasn't it?
Try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe get like a proper business plan up together and then get back in touch with us next time we do this, yeah?
I'm going to now, yeah.
Yeah, get
I'm
the costings.
Have a prototype and everything.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Good to speak to you, Steve. Nice try.
You too, boys. No
Love
worries.
You, bye.
Love me too, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. We're just trying to decide what to have for breakfast this morning. We just don't know. It's a really tricky first world problem, isn't it?
Mm. The thing is, right, I'm tempted to go on the cereal vibe.
What?
For this. Do they do bran flakes down there?
In the little BBC area? The in-house canteen thing, you mean?
Is that the same as All Bran?
Is it like proper fibre?
Well, you've got, I mean, if you want me to explain it to you, Chris, I will, on Radio 1. You've got your bran flakes, which are bran flakes, and then you've got your all bran, which are kind of like twigs of bran, but the same.
See, I was never allowed to eat that stuff when I was younger.
Why?
My mum just wouldn't let me. I never really knew why. So
you weren't allowed to eat all bran?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it seems harsh. But then I remember there was one day that she left the house to go do something, and I was like,
oh,
right, I'm going to get right involved. I had 8 bowls of something called all bran. It caused massive problems.
Did it?
Yeah.
But you probably didn't leave the house that day, no?
It was a lesson learned.
Right. Wow, you must have been really going for it. 8 bowls.
8 bowls, yeah.
Lol that you got banned from eating bran.
I know, that's harsh, isn't
Thanks,
it?
Thanks, Mum, for the health tip there. The Scott Mills Daily. Don't understand how many people got banned from eating bran when yeah. they were a child. So many messages coming in. No, not allowed all bran, sorry. She wouldn't even let you have bran flakes on a Friday, no?
No, it wasn't on, mate.
That was The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. If you get a chance this morning, it's on loads of online entertainment sites, including Heat World. Please, please, please have a look at the old recycled waxworks. So there is a Bible museum, and what they've done is they've taken celebrity waxworks, old ones, and recycled them to now be in the Bible museum. So do you want to know who Jesus is in the Bible museum?
Yeah.
It's the old waxwork of Tom Cruise.
Wow.
So Tom Cruise is Jesus.
So they use that as a base, and then they just add things to the Tom Cruise waxwork, make him look like less Tom Cruise.
The pictures are quite astounding. And Prince Charles is random old woman in the stable as well. They've used his old Prince Charles waxwork there. Have a look, brilliant pictures. The Scott Mills Daily. So many people really liking our secret bake-off video from yesterday.
Yeah, that's really doing well, isn't it? That's on Radio 1 Facebook if you want to have a look, Radio 1 Twitter.
That's where Chris goes into a unsuspecting bakery and pours apart a cake in front of their very own eyes. Poor Hollywood style. And then, but the difference with the last one being you actually put your face in the cake.
Did you see Paul Hollywood tweeted?
I know.
How cool is that?
I saw that first thing this morning. It was the first thing I saw when I woke up. Paul Hollywood tweeting about your bake-off video.
I know, it's brilliant. And I was reading a load of the comments under the video yesterday. That is, it just seems that it's one of those things that people... I mean, it's cringe. It's clear to see people find it quite cringe, but it seems to have made people smile.
But... is it as cringe as the next video we're about to deliver?
Wow.
I don't know. So the sack of shame is back. If you've not heard this before, what we do is we basically get someone to wear a rucksack, and in the rucksack there is a Bluetooth speaker, and Chris can control it from his phone. So whatever Chris texts to the speaker, it reads out.
Mm.
And obviously the person wearing it doesn't know what it's going to say. So if you're wearing a bag with a speaker in it and it's just like loud... kind of embarrassing.
Well, it's horrible. We've both done this before, and it feels so awkward because this speaker is making all these, well, just saying the most inappropriate things, and you have no control over it. We've done it before on each other.
Yeah, in the lifts here at the BBC. This time, we've got an actual celebrity involved. We've kind of upped it a bit. So Ella Eyre is in a gym just round the road from Radio 1 with loads of people working out in it, including some of the team from Radio 1.
Mm.
But she doesn't know that. She thinks they're all just genuine people in the gym. She doesn't know it's part of the Radio 1 team. There's loads of people in there. So we put a Bluetooth speaker in her backpack and just make her cringe in the worst way. The loudspeaker says some terrible things while we're sat in the corner of the gym giggling like two schoolchildren.
It was good of her to take on because I don't think she realised how awkward it was going to be for her in that situation.
Yeah. So, first of all, we kind of texted the speaker just to see if it was working.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
You can text and it'll just say anything you want. So just type it in and then it just says it.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
In the old voice of Siri.
There's just so many people in the gym as well.
So imagine it, like Ella Eyre is there, she's on the cross trainer, she's doing a bit of an ab workout, she's on the treadmill. And she's got a bag on her back, and the speaker is saying things like this.
I'm far too famous to be in this gym.
Oh, that's better than I remember.
So the video splits between Ella wearing the sack of shame and just looking so embarrassed, and us just in the corner, like controlling what the text is saying and what the speaker's saying.
I mean, you can make it say some terrible things.
I can't believe I'm working out with all these poor people.
Oh my God.
That's my favourite.
What are you doing to me? This is not fair.
I felt quite bad, but it's a funny video, so I'm over it.
That was a bad one. And but then, her face is amazing. Yeah. When you see her face
it's
when
so
that
good.
Goes off, it's incredible.
So have that for free as a little Friday gift. It's on BBC iPlayer right now for you to watch. If you search Ella Eyre, it will come up. Ella Eyre, Sack of Shame. We even made the speaker say that she quite fancied one of the gym instructors.
I quite fancy one of the gym instructors. He's going straight in my basket.
Oh, her face! It's on BBC iPlayer now. Go have a look. Thank you to Ella for doing that because it's... Well, you never know what the sack of shame is going to say. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Friday's breakfast show. We're back on Monday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. And Grimmy is back on Radio 1 Monday morning from 6:30. Scott.